week, 27 matches of the First Capital Plus Premier League were honored at the various centers. At the Accra Sports Stadium, Accra Hatofo beat Pechem United in a battle for relegation escape. Kenneth Okoro scored on the 24th minute mark to seal victory for the Phobians, which got them out of the relegation zone. Kumasi Asante Kotoko played out a 0-0 drawn game at the Thomas Sports Stadium with Inter Allies. Here are results of the other matches played. Ibiana Stars 1, Great Olympics 1, Azarkes 1, Heart of Lions 0, BA United 1, New Edubiasi 1, Wafa 2, Brecon Chelsea 1, Ashgold 2, Medema SC 1, and WA All Stars 1, Liberty Professionals 2. I have in the studio Jacob Nanota, our sports correspondent, to look at the dynamics and how the fixtures played out yesterday. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning, Abraham.
Yes, yesterday you were on hand to do some reports on the matches played. Finally, we won't say finally though, but Hearts has managed to escape from the relegation zone for now. What do you make of the Hearts game?
Yesterday it was a dead-on battle at the Accra Sports Stadium, and then it was a must-win game for Accra Hearts of Oak, and they managed to escape with a narrow 1-0 win. After the game, I would review that, you know, there are some efficiency, you know, here and there as far as the game is concerned. But I bet to differ, because yesterday, according to our commentator, Joshua Neapia, on the ground, together with George Latte, the commentary proved that the game was indeed, you know, a very fierce battle at the Accra Sports Stadium. But nonetheless, we are left with three more games to go, and Accra has a lifting themselves up from 15th position, now lying only 12th position on the league log. I think that's that will bring some kind of urgency into the team as far as the battle for relegation is concerned. So now Olympics, you know, the surprise package at the weekend also are able to, you know, move out of the relegation zone, and that is also a plus for the
they went away to draw with Adriana Stars.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. They even took the lead before the equalizer came. So for me, I think we are in for interesting game. And one game that also went well for the league leaders, Ashanti Gold. You know, they were beaten in the first department of the game. They came back strongly, equalized, and then went ahead to win again, stretching the league, you know, with three solid points.
And one interesting thing that occurred yesterday was the game between Wild Stars and Liberty. Liberty Professionals going away to that difficult terrain to go and win against All Stars.
Yeah, it is really indeed a very, very big game. After losing to Accra Heart of Oak, you know, their spirits, you know, really were down. But then going all the way to what win, I mean, that tells you that the end of the league season is actually coming to becoming very, very interesting. And Kumasi Asante Kotoko yesterday for the first time played defensively all outside at the Thomas
Stadium. You know the Thomas Sports Stadium, they would say it's an artificial turf, and they are not very conversant with it.
Exactly.
So at least to protect the gains they have made so far, at least a 1-0 draw game was good for them, because they played away.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
They slipped to the same position from fifth.
Jacob, we'll continue the discussion later.
Exactly,
but for now, I want to thank you very much, Jacob Nanota. He's our sports correspondent. And,